My name is Alex Coley. I'm a borough councillor in Epsom and Ewell, and I also sit on the Surrey Police and Crime Panel.
To start with, Surrey is the only police force in the country where residents are paying more towards policing than the government. What is your take on this, and why is this the case, do you think?
It's a good point. It is a problem. We are the only place where the residents pay more into their policing than the government does, which means effectively we're being taxed twice. I believe that in the next 3 years, the way that the precept share of council tax is increasing, this will become more normal. And I think it's going to be something like a third of all police forces will have their council taxpayers paying more towards policing than the government does.
And what do you think about the head of Surrey Police, Lisa Townsend, wanting to increase the police precept of council tax? What do you personally think about that?
Well, Lisa is the Police and Crime Commissioner for Surrey. We had a meeting on the 2nd of February where she wanted to go for the maximum increase. It was a split vote and with a casting vote against that decision. But in the end, because it's a supermajority, you have to have two-thirds of the panel vote against to veto it. It went through. So Surrey Council taxpayers will pay the maximum again.
And it's reported funding for Surrey Police only covers 45% of its costs, whereas other places like Northumbria, it covers 80%. Is this fair?
I don't think it is fair. In fact, I've got a petition to Parliament right now which says that we should ensure government funding is always higher than the council tax amount, so that this can't happen in future. If your viewers would like to take a look at that, they can go to alexcoley.uk/petition, read it and sign the petition.
And do you not think residents in Surrey would want their money to go towards policing the area, especially as reports say the force is performing well in certain areas?
It's performing well in certain areas, however, it's inadequate at responding to the public, requires improvement at recording crime, and requires improvement in looking after their own workforce of police officers. I'm sure that, like me, the public all support the police and want them to do their best. But the Commissioner has £43 million in savings right now that she's not spending. And she underspent by £8.7 million last year and is underspending again this year. Why not use that money rather than put council tax up?
Now, there was a meeting on the 2nd of February, if I believe that's correct, to decide if council tax will rise or not. What was the outcome of that?
Well, the outcome was that the panel voted against that. I said a second ago, there has to be a supermajority to veto the amount, so it's going to go ahead anyway. But there was some outspoken exchanges there with the Commissioner's office saying, what do you want us to do, pass a hat around, which got everyone quite lively, because I don't think that's an appropriate thing to say during a cost of living crisis.
Absolutely. And what do residents in Epsom and Ewell think about this? Have you spoken to any residents?
Yeah, well, I think that people believe they're already paying really high amount of council tax. In Surrey, we pay the highest in the country. In fact, on your average home in Surrey, in Epsom and Ewell, you're paying more than the King does on Buckingham Palace for council tax.
And the council's local plan has to be paused last year following concerns about building on greenbelt land. Do you understand people's worries? And if so, how can building on greenbelt land be mitigated?
Well, I've already responded to the consultation that took place last year. So if anybody wants to log into that consultation on the local plan website, then they can see what I had to say about all of the sites. I think that, if we're looking at greenfield land where you've got high biodiversity, you're protected species, you've got flood risks, that, then definitely we shouldn't be building on that. But there are some greenbelt designations that are car parks. Now, I think I don't think we should be stopping people from saying that car parks could have a better use if they could provide housing.
What is the point in having greenbelt if you can take it away anyway?
Well, I think it's interesting to go back to the original purpose of greenbelt. It's a post-war settlement to stop villages and towns sprawling into each other. So it's a designation that doesn't necessarily mean that that land is green at all. It's just been designated as something called greenbelt, which is, if you like, a brand name for preventing towns and villages from sprawling into each other.
The Police and Crime Commissioner, Lisa Townsend, says Surrey police teams will be given the tools to tackle those crimes important to our communities over the coming year after it was confirmed her proposed council tax rise will go ahead. The Commissioner suggested 4.2% increase for the policing element of the council tax, known as the precept, was discussed at a meeting of the county's Police and Crime Panel at Woodhatch Place in Reigate. The 14 panel members voted on the Commissioner's proposal with 7 votes for and 7 votes against. The chair cast a deciding vote against it. However, there were insufficient votes to veto the proposal, and the panel accepted the commissioner's precept will come into effect. Lisa says it means the new Chief Constable Tim DeMayer's plans for policing in Surrey will be fully supported, allowing officers to focus on what they do best, fighting crime and protecting people.